We are so glad that you joined us today. We're excited to have our Thrive Tribe part of our podcast family. We just hope that today, as we dive into a new series called Shallows, that it just deepens your faith, that it takes you to new places. We'd also really appreciate it if you would take the time, wherever you listen to this podcast on, if you would take the time to rate and review us. We would just consider it a personal favor. It helps us get ranked a little higher, and folks get the message of Jesus a little quicker. So we would really appreciate that. Without further ado, let's just dive right into Shallows. Good morning, Thrive Tribe. Welcome to Thrive Church. We are so excited to have you here, to have you a part of what God is doing. We're getting ready to dive into a new series. I know that so much has gone on with the election, and here's the thing. We may not know who the president is going to be, but we do know who the King of Kings is. We know who the Lord of Lords is going to be. So as long as we keep our eye on Jesus and on what God is doing, man, we just know that everything is going to work out. We're going to challenge you to continue to be in prayer over our country and for revival to hit this nation. And to hit us. And that's really what Shallows is all about. Shallows is the new series. And really, it's talking about going from just waiting in the things of God, being ankle deep in the things of God, to really pushing out and going into the deeper things of God, going into those places where God can really do amazing things in your life, but not just in your life. See, sometimes we get off thinking that if God just does something in our life, that it's enough. And we do definitely need God to do something in our life, but we need God to do something through our life. We need God to impact us so much that what He's put inside of us just spills out into the world around us. So as I began to contemplate this series, as I began to go over it in my mind and in my heart, as I began to prepare for it, I couldn't help but think about one reality, and that is this, that God has created us to be vessels. That God created us, according to the book of Jeremiah, He tells this story, and He takes the prophet down, and He sees a potter working at a wheel. And the potter's making this vessel, and he's forming it, and he's shaping it. And it really speaks to the fact that you are a vessel, that inside of you, God created you to do something. And if you're a vessel, here's the thing. Every vessel was made to carry something, that something was made to be put inside of it. And we believe this. We believe that God put something so special, so unique inside of you, that if you ever find it, if you really ever tap into it, that God can do something so amazing through your life that you just... It will absolutely set the trajectory of your future, man. It'll set the fulfillment of your life. Doesn't mean it's going to be easy. Doesn't mean that it's not going to be without hurdles. Doesn't mean that it's not going to be without questions and challenges. But here's the thing. If you can get headed down the road to having your life filled with the things of God, then out of the overflow of that, the world can change around you. Let's just be honest. In the world that we're living in, really, it needs change. And not just political change, and not just cultural change, and not just racial change, but I believe this. I believe that God really wants to change us from the inside out, and through that, let people come back to the reason why God created them. I believe this. I believe that for a lot of people, we sit with this tension of knowing that we're not quite living up to our potential. We're not quite living up to our purpose. We're not quite living up to the things that God really destined inside of us. And what it causes is it causes this disconnect. It causes this tension inside of us that we know there's something more, but we just can never quite achieve it. Hopefully today through the Shallow series, man, we're going to start to answer that question. Man, what is my purpose and how am I here and what can God do through me? And so if you've got your Bible, turn to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. If you're on the YouVersion Bible app, I'll be reading from the English Standard Version. If you're local to our community, you can go to the YouVersion Bible app, go to the bottom right-hand corner. There are three bars. You can tap one of them. You can go to events. Under events, you can type in our zip code, which is 27215. And every Sunday, you can have access to basically all the scripture notes that I have. If you're logged in as a member, you can actually go on top of that and make your own notes so that as we go through this, as the Lord speaks to you, as the Lord deals with you, you can actually make notes to go right along with the service. So again, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 reads like this. It says, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." I'm going to read that again. "For we are His," being God's, "workmanship, created in Christ for good works, God created you to do good works, that you're God's handiwork, that you are created exactly the way God wanted you created. It doesn't mean that you're walking in the fulfillment of what God wanted you to be, but it means that inside of you, that the vessel is set to be exactly what God wanted it to be. He said this, he said that which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them, that there are good things that God wants you to walk in. There are purposes and destiny that God wants you to walk in. Here's what we believe. We believe that you are in fact a vessel, that you were created to carry something, that inside of you, because everything you put inside this jar is what you're carrying around. Everything that you put inside your life is what you're carrying around. And we believe this, that the stuff that God wants to put inside of there is good stuff, and it's there to do a good work. And that God has not only put all that stuff and the potential for all that stuff in there, but he's actually prepared you. See, I feel like a lot of people work off this misassumption that there's something inherently wrong with them. And I don't believe this. I don't believe that you as a vessel has anything wrong with you. I could put all kinds of different things inside this vessel, and the vessel would still function totally right. But it may not reach its full potential if I put the wrong things inside of it. If I went and picked a bunch of rocks up and just slammed them down inside this, it would break that vessel. That there are all kinds of, if I put stuff in it and then put it in the wrong environment, it would freeze and bust. And so some of us, there's nothing wrong with our vessel, but because of the environments and the things that are going on inside of us, man, we feel like we're at this place where we're just going to explode, that there's nothing that God can really do in and through us. I believe this. I believe that if God is really going to do the deep things in your life, that you're going to have to come to this place to where you realize that you were prepared to do good works. Let me ask you this question. When you look in the mirror, do you see the fact that God did something good when he created you? When you look in the mirror and you see the reflection of who you are, or maybe let's take it a little bit deeper. Maybe when you think about yourself, not just what you look like, but when you think about your life, do you see something that God created really to do something good? Do you feel like you were really created and that before you were even born, that you were prepared to do this amazing good work? Like when you get up in the morning, do you get up going, man, God's about to do something amazing through me today. I wonder what God's going to do. Or maybe this, maybe God's going to do something inside of me. Do you get up looking at your vessel, man, in the way that God created you? God said this, that when he created man, he looked at it and said, man, that is really good. That is very good. That is awesome. All the rest of my creations, they're good, but mankind is very good. Now, here's the thing. When you look at yourself, do you see something that has the potential and is in reality something that God looks that and says, man, it is very good? Because that's the way God sees you. God sees you as a vessel that is very good. Now, the problem is that when most of us ask ourselves these questions, odds are the answer is no, we don't see ourselves that way. So why do so many people not know the why or the what that the Lord really wants to do in them? Why do you not really know the why or the what that God wants you to do? Here's the thing. I think that what happens is this creates somewhat of a wrestling match inside of us. Now, let me ask you a question. Is there the potential that you're a little weird, that you're a little goofy? Maybe you're athletic. Maybe you're handsome. Maybe you're beautiful. Maybe you're not so handsome and not so beautiful. Maybe you're super outgoing. Or maybe you're quiet. Maybe you're tech savvy. Or maybe you're a little inept when it comes to technology. Maybe you're old school. Maybe you're a hipster. Maybe you're no school and no hipness. Maybe you're single. Maybe you're married. Maybe you're recently single because of being left through divorce. Or maybe you're a new parent. Or maybe you're an empty nester. See, there are all kinds of labels that we put on each other, and I hope that I named one that really identifies with you. Maybe that list goes on and on, because see, some people, the way you see yourself, the way some people see themselves is going to be the way that they see the vessel that God created. See, the list of labels that we put on ourselves is longer than this message will probably be in its entire content. But here's what I believe. I believe that in order for you really to be the workmanship and this handiwork, this vessel that God really created, you're going to have an understanding of who God called you to be and what he called you to do. Here's what I believe. I don't believe you can do good works out of a bad vessel. I don't think that you can take a dirty pot and fix really good food in it, because I think that the grime and the dirt and the residue that was left over in that pot is going to come off in everything that happens after it. So here's the thing. If God said that I created you to be a good vessel to do good works, it could be that maybe what we need to do in the season is we just need to take a minute and make sure that we're cleaning our pot out. That the vessel that God created, which is very good, I want you to look at your neighbor. If you're sitting by yourself, just talk to yourself. I want you to put your hand on your chest and just look at your neighbor and go, I'm a good vessel. I want you to look at your other neighbor and I want you to say, I'm a good vessel. I want you to look at the people around you. If you're watching this with somebody, I want you to look at them and go, you know what? You're a good vessel too. Because here's what I believe, that God can do great works through great vessels if the great vessel is okay with being the way and what God created it to be. It's like this: until you're comfortable with yourself in every atmosphere and every environment that you're in, until you're just comfortable to say, you know what, if I'm weird, I'm going to go into every environment that I'm in, and I'm just going to be the weird creation that God created me, because somewhere somebody is looking for that weird creation. Maybe you're a hipster and you're like, man, I never fit in because I dress like a hipster, or whatever. But you know what? Go be you. Go be the thing that God created you to be. Now, you've got to be the thing that God created you to be inside of the lineage of Scripture, inside of the lines that Scripture created. But you've got to learn to be the real you all the time. Because until you realize that God created you with the personality that He gave you, with the way that you function through life, and I'm not saying that you can't improve on those, but until you're comfortable just being you, God can never really flow through you. See, some of us are so busy trying to convince God that when He created us, He created a mistake. We're so busy listening to everything that's quote-unquote wrong with us that we forget that God created us to be a good vessel, one that He could use. You have to become, and you have to come to this place where you realize that everything that God created you to be is enough for Him to use. I'm going to say that again. You have to come to a place where you've realized that everything that God created you to be is enough. That it's really possible that God can not only work in your life, but God can work through your life. Because remember, we're talking about leaving the shallow place. See, I think that one of the reasons that people stay in the shallow part of the pool is because they don't trust what talents and what abilities they have to go swim in the deep end. And here's what I'm here to tell you, that a lot of that has been a lie. As a matter of fact, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 says this: His divine power has granted us all things that pertain to life and to godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence. See, God has given you the power to live this life as a filled version of what He created you to be. But here's the problem. So many of us are so full of what everybody else has said about us that we can't really let God fill us up. We're so full of everything that happened to us that we can't really ever experience what God has really called us to. Because Scripture says this, that His divine power, it's by the power of God, He's granted you to do all things that pertain to this life in regards to godliness through the knowledge of Jesus who called us to His own glory and excellence. God called you to be excellent. God called you not to be perfect, but to be perfect through Him. Now here's what happens. As we grow up and our parents begin to say stuff about us. Now here's the thing. Your parents can say all kinds of good things about you, but the things you're going to remember are the two or three bad things that they said. Then we get a little older and we go to school and we go through elementary school. And again, what we're going to remember is the times that our classmates picked on us. The times that our teacher said that we weren't smart or that we weren't good enough. And then we get into high school and we begin to try out for things. And the problem is we pick up a couple of failures along the way. Then we begin to listen to what everybody else has to say about our life, and we begin to listen to what school we should go to and what career path we should take and honestly even who we should marry or who we should date. And then life tends to move on. And then the next thing you know, it's about jobs and it's about failures in work and maybe even failures in marriages and relationships. And it's about all this failure. And the next thing you know, man, it just feels like your life has so much stuff that's filled up with what everybody else said about you that you cannot really remember what's supposed to be inside of you. That our lives become so full of all these opinions and all these labels that have been put on us. Now here's the problem. If you look inside this vessel, the problem with taking on the identity of all those vessels is look at all the empty spaces that it leaves. See, some of us have so many empty spaces because we listen to what everybody else said and what everybody else labeled us and what all these experiences and relationships and failures and they begin to fill these spaces inside of us that they never were intended to fill. Jesus said this in John chapter 4, verse 10. He said, "You know what? You weren't made to hold all these labels." What you were really made to hold was living water. Watch this. Now this comes out of a text where this lady, Jesus meets this lady at the well in John chapter 4 verse 10. But if you go a little earlier, you're going to find out that Jesus not only waits for this lady, he goes and he sits down on a well. And it's not like he ran into her. He actually waits on her. And here's what I believe, that maybe up to this point in your life, God's just been letting you run around and he's been letting you decide what ping pong balls are going to fill your life. But he's just been sitting there. And today's the day where he's waiting on the well of your life. He's waiting to have a real conversation with you about who you are and about where you're going. And watch what happens. This lady comes, and a little backstory on her. She's been married to all these people, and has lived with all these people, and she's kind of a woman of a bad reputation. She's what we would call, in modern terms, as a hoe. I hate to say it that way, but you'll identify with it real quick. She was just a hoochie girl, man. She'd been around. And so what happened was her vessel had gotten full of all these labels of what everybody else had said about her. John chapter 4, verse 10 reads this way. It said, "And Jesus answered her and said, 'If you knew the gift of God and who it was and who it is and who was saying, "Give me a drink," you would have asked him that he would have given you living water." Here's what I think. I believe that so many of our lives are so empty because we filled them up with all these labels. And honestly, maybe it's not just labels. Maybe these represent things that you worship or things that you do in place of God and things that you're sowing your life into, that you're allowing to fill your life up. So much so that it creates all these voids and all these empty places that God really wants to fill. So what do we do? So here's what we do. We go to the living water. So in this vessel full of ping pong balls, in this glass container full of ping pong balls that represent labels and stuff that is really just occupying our lives. They're occupying our mind. It's occupying our heart. How do we deal with that? How do we really go deep inside of us and find out everything that God wants to do? How do we really go in and find out everything that God wants to do? Here's the thing. If I was thirsty, I would take a drink. Just like I took out of this water bottle. But what happens? What happens if we come and we say, you know what, I'm going to make church a big priority, and I'm going to take a little drink of God just by going to church? Well, it put a little bit of water in this vessel, but it really didn't fill it up. So what happens if you say, you know what, not only am I going to go to church, but I'm going to begin to do community with people. I'm going to begin to maybe join one of our community groups, or I'm going to begin to really seek after the things of God. Well, what happens is that realization of who God is begins to be poured into us, and it begins to expel, just like these ping pong balls are floating in the water and they're beginning to come out because they're displaced by the water. Here's what I believe. I believe that as you allow God to displace these thoughts and these views and these way of thinking, what it's going to do is it's going to begin to push out some negative stuff out of your life. But here's the thing. If you just come to church a little bit, it's only going to displace a little bit. Oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to read a little bit of the Bible. Nothing changed. or nothing noticeable. I'm gonna pray just a little bit, and I'm pouring just a sip of water into it. Nothing changes. But if I say, you know what? Day in and day out, I'm gonna begin to seek God. And I'm going to begin to follow after the things of God. And I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to keep reading my Bible every day. And I'm going to keep praying every day. And I'm just going to keep seeking the face of God until I'm full. Now, here's the thing. If you're watching this and you're not listening to it, what happens is now we're just a little bit from the top. We've taken in the Word, and we've begun to pray. And we're doing these things consistently. Like going to the gym one time doesn't make you in shape. Eating one healthy meal doesn't make you in shape. But man, when we really commit to opening up that water, and we really commit to pouring it in, what happens is, if you watch this, it's just going to keep flowing. And once it overflows, what happens is all these balls get pushed out of our life. But if I keep pouring water in, the water will overflow and it'll spill into other containers. See, this is the way that God created you. I put 3 bottles of water into this container because I wanted you to understand this, that you can't just come once. You can't just come twice. You can't just pray once. You can't just read the Bible once. You can't just come to church once. But if you'll commit to going over and over to God, if you'll commit over and over to prayer, if you'll commit over and over to reading the Word and to really going deep, doing community with people, and what will happen is all these things that the enemy's tried to sow into your life that created voids, that created dead spaces, what will happen is that as you're filled with the things of God, what he calls living water, man, it'll fill up and begin to displace those negative things in your life, and you'll begin to see God through a whole new thing. But not only God, but you'll begin to see the world through a whole new lens. You'll begin to find your purpose and your destiny is not just to drink water, but to share water. If I came to your house and we did work, and I was sweating, my lips were chapped, would you go just get water for yourself, or would you go get me a bottle of water too? Here's what I believe. I believe that most of you, my prayer is that most of you would go get me a bottle of water too, because you don't want me to be thirsty. Going into the deep end of things with God is this, is first of all, I've got to get my vessel full. So I'm going to challenge you this week, man. You need to spend time in prayer. You need to spend time in the Word. You need to spend time coming to church, listening to the podcast, watching online. Man, you need to soak up so much water. You need to be like a sponge. Man, you're just taking as much in. Now, here's the thing. I don't just want you to do it for this week, but you've got to start this week. See, if you just do it for a week and stop, man, your vessel will have just a little bit of water in it. You're not really going to displace anything. And the cool thing is that when you're full of the Word of God, when you're full of prayer, that when people come and they try to drop things into your life, it becomes real obvious how to get rid of it. If I just pour a little bit more water in, that doesn't stick. It's like this, when you figure out that God has created you with a purpose and a destiny, when you figure out that you've got this thing that God's doing inside of you, when you figure out that God is really trying to do something amazing in and through your life, and you begin to take in the Word, and you begin to take in prayer, and you begin to take in opportunities and options that God gives you to let that water flow out into somebody else, that you begin to share the water that you have. Now here's the thing, you're not going to come up to me and grab a bottle of water and just shove it down my throat. But you're going to offer that water to me. And if somebody's thirsty, man, they're going to drink. That's what Jesus told this lady. He said, you know what? If you knew who was offering this water to you, you would ask me for a drink. It's not me drinking out of your well, which it was the question that was being asked. He said, man, you wouldn't be asking it, you know, this way. He said, you'd be asking me to drink out of what I have. And she looks at him and says, Jesus, what are you talking about? And he begins to tell her about everything in her life. Here's the thing, right now, my prayer is this, that the Lord's showing you a whole lot about your life. He showed you what everybody said about you, that you've taken as becoming your identity. That Maybe you're looking and say, man, the reason my life is so full of voids is because I've been filling it up with all the wrong stuff. Here's what I really believe. I believe that you were created to be so different. I believe that in this world of crazy, that it's time that we just checked out. Because do you remember in the beginning of this message, I asked you, I said, you know, are you really happy where you're at? We introed this song, if you're watching live, we introed this message series with a Lady Gaga song. And we ask our congregation to it's called Shallows. And we ask the congregation, what if God sang you the song Shallows? The first line in that song asks if the person listening to it is really happy in this modern world. Let me ask you this, are you really happy? Like from the inside out, from the soul out, are you really happy? Are you really liking the way you feel? Are you really liking the world that you're living in? Do you feel complete? Do you feel fulfilled? Do you feel at peace? Do you feel joy? And if you answer no, then I'm going to challenge you to look in your life and see what's filling your life up other than God. Because when you allow God to pour himself into you and you say, you know what, I'm going to live different. I'm going to see the world different. I'm going to act different. I'm going to think different. And I'm going to do it all the way that God wants me to. Here's what it says in 1 Peter chapter 2, 9 through 10. 1 Peter chapter 2, 9 through 10. He said, but this, you, my friend, you are a chosen race. What race is there? The race of the kingdom of God. We are all descendants of Adam and Eve, and those of us that are in Christ, we are all descendants and heirs and joint heirs with Jesus. He said, you're one race. He said, but I've chosen a race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellences of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not my people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have. Here's my thing. Friend, if you're here, the first thing you need to do is you need to get right with the Lord. You need to ask the Lord into your heart. But we believe that's just the beginning. That beyond that, here's what you've got to do. Man, you've got to begin to take this vessel, this life that you have, and let God just pour in, just wash over. Over you just take in his word and take in worship and take in reading the Bible. And the more of God that you begin to pour into your life, man, the more it displaces all this negative stuff, these negative thoughts and these ways of thinking. Some people have been thinking that singleness is a curse, man. It's just where you're at in life. Some people think that divorce has been a curse. Now, we're not advocating divorce, but we don't believe that life ends at divorce. We don't believe that life stops just because of mistakes or because of failures. Here's what we believe, that if you'll just begin to pour God into your life, if you'll begin to just to take on and listen to God instead of all these other voices talking into your head, that you'll live a life of purpose and that you'll live a life of destiny. And things may not make sense on the first pour, but if you'll continuously seek God and read the word and pray and come to church and do community groups and you just keep pouring in and keep pouring in and keep pouring in, it'll displace all this other stuff and all these other lies that you believe. And that in the process, you'll find fulfillment. You'll find the purpose, because we believe this, that you are chosen by God. That you're a royal priesthood. That you're a holy nation. That man, I love America. I really do. I'm probably one of the most American people you have. But man, I'm not going to live in America forever. I'm going to a kingdom that is in heaven. That my role is a nation that is of God's. Not human built, but God built. God ordained. God inspired. And I have to live my life that way. So if you live a life and you say, you know what, Pastor, I'm here, but my life just feels hollow and it feels empty and it feels void, then I'm going to challenge you to come out of the shallows. Come out from them. Leave the shallows. Come deeper. Come deeper into the things of God. Man, begin to spend time with God through prayer and through reading the word and through worship and through coming to church. And I don't mean just dabbling in it. I don't mean just a drip here or there. I come once a month, or I listen once a month, but I mean take a bath in it, man. Just inundate yourself in it. When I was a younger man and I was dating, made the mistake one time of trying to buy a young lady perfume at a particular department store. It's well known. I can't tell you the name of it, but it sounds like Elks. And I made the mistake of going to this counter, and I went up to this lady, and I asked her, I said, I'm looking for a perfume for the young lady that I'm dating. Is there anything that you would recommend? And she grabbed this tester and she sprayed this fog. And she said, now lean in and smell it. And I leaned in and smell it. And it was rough. I said, I don't think that's the one. And she said, oh, well, I got a better idea. Try this. And she started spraying. And she kept, and we did this for like an hour. And finally, when we left, I had this cloud around me of all these different perfumes. And I stunk and I had a headache and I ended up not buying anything. It was the last time I ever tried to buy a woman perfume. Because here's the thing. I figured out that all these smells were just, they got to where they were clouding my view. And here's the thing. I think that some of us, man, we've listened to politics and we've listened to what our parents have said about us and about what teachers have said and about what ex-girlfriends or ex-boyfriend or ex-husbands and wives or what bosses or what employers, what all these people have said to us. And what we've done is we've allowed it to fill us up. We've got that stink like a spray bottle of bad perfume. We've got this stink on us and we can't seem to wash it off. And the only way to get rid of that stink is to take a shower. The only way to get rid of this way of feeling is to take a bath in the Word of God, in the presence of God, in the truth of God. And you begin to echo and you begin to repeat what God says about you and what God says about our nation and what God says about your family and about your future. Jeremiah 29:11 says this, for I know the plans I have for you. God has big plans for you. He's got plans to bless you and to prosper you and to give you a hope and a future. So man, this is the beginning. But what you've got to do is you've got to fill that tank up, that vessel up, so that it's full enough that you can get where you're going. Now, back pre-corona, we would get on these boxes on pulleys. We call them elevators. And I don't know if you've ever gone to like a big resort or a big hotel. And what happens is if you go during a conference or during an event, man, these elevators will get so full that you will open the door and somebody will be standing there waiting. My favorite is at a resort and some family will be standing there and a kid will have their little ducks, you know, float on, and the dad will have the cooler and the umbrella and he'll look like a pack mule coming out of Mexico, like he's running drugs or something. I mean, he's just loaded down, man. He's ready to go. And you've got these other, you know, the mom's there and she's got sunscreen in her bag and towels for all 47 people in her family, and then you got the little girl who's just playing on her iPhone because she's checked out of the family. You know what I'm talking about. And the doors will open and you'll be standing there and you'll be looking at this family waiting to get on the elevator, and you know that there's no room for them to get on. I wonder this. The only way that they can get on is for other people to get off. Leave the elevator. I'm wondering if today, if God's trying to put stuff in your life, but there's not room because it's full of all this other stuff. And that if you'll just decide to let some of that stuff off your elevator, if you'll just decide to let enough of God fill you as a vessel, that it displaces those things. The lies about you and the lies about what God wants to do in and through you and about your future and about hope. And you let the things of God get on. How much happier would your life be? How much more complete? And this isn't something you can just do once, man. This is something that like going to the gym, man, you just have to do repetitively if you really want to see results. We believe this. We believe that the first step in that is to come to know God. Thrive Church believes in a three-step process, that you should know God, that you should grow in God, and then you should go do something for God. So know, grow, and go. But this is time that you got serious about what God is doing in your life and what God wants to do through your life. And man, the first step in that is coming to know God. So if you've never asked God to come into your heart, no matter where you are, will you just close your eyes? And I want you to pray this prayer out loud with me. If you're watching online, there's going to be a hand that comes up. If you want to receive Jesus, man, just click that. But if you're listening to this by podcast or on one of the other platforms, I just want you to pray this prayer out loud. No matter where you are, no matter what platform you're watching on, you just pray this prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Father, pray it out loud. Dear Heavenly Father, today I ask you into my life. God, I've got all these dead places and empty spaces. Today I ask you to come into my heart and fill my life with your presence. Father, today I ask you to forgive me of my sins and make me right with you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you're already a believer, Or maybe you're a 4 or 5 second old believer. Maybe you just ask the Lord into your heart. Man, to really go deep, here's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to push out from the shallows. You're going to have to push out of the safety of your complexes and your labels. And you're going to have to begin to every day go into the presence of the Lord and listen to the word and do a devotional. Read the Bible. Listen to worship. You just begin to saturate yourself. Begin to let the presence of God wash over you like water until it begins to spill out. Because what will happen is this, is you'll begin to think like what you're reading. You'll begin to think like what you're listening to. You'll begin to think like the people you hang out with. So man, coming to church is important. Doing online church is important. Man, taking in that word to where it just saturates you so much to where, man, it's just overflowing. What you'll find is that it displaces all that negative stuff, all that detrimental stuff that's going on inside of you. So my prayer today is just that you'll begin to take these three simple steps, that you'll begin to read the word faithfully, that you'll worship and pray, and that you'll commit to coming to the house of the Lord. And we're going to watch God fill your life in a way that maybe he's never done before. Get ready for next week, man. We're going to continue shallows. I can't wait to see how deep and what the Lord wants to do in and through you. God bless you. We'll see you next week. Thank you so much for joining us today. We just pray that this new series, Shallows, has really affected your life and it's let you take an opportunity to look at the things that you've allowed to speak into your life other than God. If this ministry's blessed you and you'd like to support it, you can go to www.thrivechurchonline.com. Just go to the Giving tab. We would love to have you support and help us take this message of hope and truth to the world. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us. Hope you join us again next week.